here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
I didn't realise the Gold Coast Airport is one of the busiest in Australia. How is this? Before COVID, there were 420 weekly flights in and out of the Gold Coast. And with Jetstar, they're looking at operating more than 140 weekly return flights to Sydney and back, Melbourne and back.
Wow.
As of today, as of December. So there's going to be so many more. That's around 55,000 weekly seats. So that's a lot of flights. All I can say is thank goodness I got my house valued during COVID because the valuer was like, this is a beautiful leafy quiet suburb. This is awesome.
You're beauty, Rich. Good for you.
So isn't that great? So, yeah, we got smashed big time. But now so many flights. Expect a lot more planes in the air.
Yeah, big sporting news. Jack DeBellin, now St. George former player who has been stood down by the NRL after aggravated sexual assault charges. He's faced court. He's been out of the game for 2 years. Now, St. George have been paying him for the 2 years. His contract runs out at the end of this year. Of course, without playing, we wouldn't expect him to be signed next year. But the situation is he hasn't been found guilty. Should he still be able to play NRL? As he said, she said, he's been through the court system. Still, it's a hung verdict. He's still got to face another 9 months until the next trial. Mm. Should he be allowed to play? Is the NRL system flawed? That's what a lot of people are saying because at the end of the day, this is his livelihood, and we know there's a female involved as well here. So a really, really tough situation when you look at this for the NRL, for our system, and also for Jack, and also the female. There are absolutely no winners here, and a really hard one to see what the NRL is going to do in the next couple of weeks to see if they will actually allow him to play next year or not.
Extraordinary. Absolutely extraordinary. Hey, you're probably wondering what the hell is going on between the Australian government and the Chinese government. Well, the Chinese government at one point issued a tweet. It was a photograph, a doctored photograph of an Australian soldier holding a knife to the throat of a small child who was holding a lamb. You look further into the picture, there is an Australian flag that they are standing on and an Afghanistan flag or Afghanistan's flag. And there are other bodies underneath those flags. It's clearly a doctored image. And the Australian Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, demanded an apology. And China has now responded again. And they have said he is arrogant and he's ridiculous and that he should slap himself on television. And you should know that this is a state-sponsored website. This is a Chinese government tool. So it's extraordinary. And a lot of people are asking why this is going on. And it appears that for two reasons. China are trying to muddy our human rights record because we know that many countries around the world are going to attack them over exactly that. So they're trying to say the West are just as guilty of this as us.
Okay.
And I believe personally they're trying to affect our election too by making Scott Morrison really unpopular with Twitter users, which tend to be younger voters. So it's a bizarre situation.
Isn't it?
That I've never seen in my life, Bridget.
Yeah.
Ever.
Scary.
Very scary.
And that is what you need to know.